Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What a great start to the show. I'm running 25 minutes late. I knock over a cup of coffee on the fucking table.
Oh, my God.
Before you said a word.
Before I said a word, Dylan has to be near me. It's infuriating. There's coffee all over everything.
You ever knock over a big cup of something by, like, your laptop and completely destroy it? You ever do that?
Yes.
Yeah, we did that with...
We did that?
Yeah, no, but we did
a... It's a part of it.
We were on a Legion of Skanks early episode. I don't even know what episode it is, but it was like back in my apartment with Beatrice, and I just had a shitty old like MacBook Pro, like one of the old heavy ones, and Jay had just gotten brand new white Nikes, like $180 sneakers, and I was drinking red wine, and I knocked over, it was, the entire glass went in, like, into the computer, because it was one of those old ones, so when the wine hit the computer, it just, all the liquid disappeared into it.
Yeah.
No.
And then like three splatters just shot onto one of Jay's brand new Nikes red wine.
Bonus.
And he couldn't be that mad because I just lost the computer, so he's sitting there fucking like but I'm like livid about the computer. It was just such a fucking hilarious moment. welcome to the show, Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Today we're celebrating black women becoming vice presidents.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to the whole black women community. You know, usually when I've dealt with black women, they're trying to fight me inside of a 7-Eleven somewhere. But Kamala Harris, she did it, guys.
Uh-huh.
Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
She comes and goes. Yes, come on, guys. There the first black woman in history to ever have a job. Let's go. Let's fucking go. Give her some fucking applause right now, everyone around the world. Holy shit, she should be out there fucking collecting welfare or having babies. Come on, we're gonna really raise this on the show.
God.
Come on, man. Come on.
Well,
I don't give a shit.
No,
I don't give
feel
a
like
shit.
First
clap.
Ever vice president to carry a razor blade in her bra.
Damn.
Come on. She's having her day. We can make fun of her a little bit. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, who cares?
Kamala Harris. The fuck out of here, Dylan. You make me sick. I was listening to the Skank Skanks on the way over here, and they were wondering when Dylan's going to fight Harrington. And I think...
oh, my God.
Look, I can't announce anything yet, but here's what I'll announce about Skankfest, okay?
Mm.
We're moving Skankfest south again, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean it's not next month?
We are removing it again, but here's what we're going to do. We are doing Skankfest New York in the early summer, so if you have Skankfest South tickets, we're looking at June. No official announcement. I can't announce because we don't have paperwork done, but it's fucking happening, right? Mm-hmm. So we're looking at June for Skankfest New York, and we're looking at... Whose phone is that?
Whose rotary phone is
that? Yeah, for real.
Zach carries an old-timey payphone in his pocket.
Excuse me, operator. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, someone call the police.
But what we will do is we will accept Skankfest South tickets for Skankfest New York. If you choose to use them for Skankfest New York, that's fine. And then Skankfest South is happening. We've rebooked the dates. I will say, we're not going to say officially the dates, but, you know, Could be looking. It might rhyme with Shocktober.
Well, I'm done calling the airport. Last time I did to change my flight for the third time, they're like, if this is for Skankfest, I'd hold off.
It also might rhyme. It also might rhyme with schmanzled.
So no, we're looking at we're looking at October for Skankfest South, early June or mid June rather for Skankfest New York, and you could transfer those tickets over. So it's not official yet. I'm not supposed to be saying this. My partners are probably going to be furious that I had no plan on saying this. Sometimes the words just spill out of my head.
Yeah.
Well, Rebecca's having a great year. She won't mind.
Yeah, not at all. But yeah, Skankfest New York, the venue we're looking at right now, it's fucking awesome. It's going to be completely outdoors for the most part. There's a couple little indoor, but we're setting it up to where if we have to do it outside completely, we're not going to run into any issues. I think in 3 months, we're not going to be talking about coronavirus anymore. And I've said this for a year now.
Bold statement.
It's been 3 months. By the way, it's been in 3 months. We're not going to care for a year.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, all right, it's going to fucking happen. And if it's going to happen outside. There was massive shows outside all summer long.
Yeah.
I think that we should be able to get this off. And it's the new venue that we're looking at is really fucking cool and unique. So
collaborate with Pfizer. Get the fucking the vaccine in on Skankfest.
Guys, we're giving out free vaccines at Skankfest.
There you go. That's not what I want to hear.
That's actually a great idea.
There you go.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, obviously, you know, we're still making some decisions there, but that's just about the... I know there's a lot of people waiting for this Skankfest news, and I don't want to make people wait anymore, but we can't officially announce anything on social media and through Skankfest until we have all the paperwork signed. So...
Why not Skankfest Mexico?
It's actually a great idea, right? Mexico is the one place you can go and do whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even saying that as far, but like in 4 months, yeah, anything goes in Mexico, obviously.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see what happens. International Skankfest is always a dream of mine, but it would cost $1 million to produce, literally.
I think Skank Cruise would be...
But
I don't think cruises are coming back.
International waters. No, they're already doing test cruises.
Are they? That sounds like a horrible
idea. Literally had like, they had so many people sign up that there was like a huge waiting list to get it. Like people like cruises, I guess. They're horrific, aren't they?
Yeah, it's so fun.
No, cruises are pretty fun.
I've never had a bad time on a cruise.
The food sucks cock and balls, okay? But if it's a comedy cruise, if it wasn't a comedy cruise where all of your comedy friends are on
absolutely. I can't imagine going on one for the cruise part.
No, but if you're going to hang, it's a comedy club at sea and you're all just being degenerates. Everyone's getting fucked up. Everyone's getting like just absolutely drunk and stoned and obliterated the whole time. Yeah. Sometimes you sneak Molly onto the boat.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
At sea drunk is a very different drunk.
Yeah, it really is. Like, well, because you're already walking around like this.
Yeah. Your body knows there are no laws out in the ocean.
Oh, dude,
on a cruise, you'll see somebody drunk just walking down a corridor, and they just fucking go. Because their body's going with the boat, and then they lose it.
That's awesome,
and people just take headers the whole time.
Yeah, it's really, really fun. We'll see what happens. Maybe I had this idea for a podcasting and comedy cruise called Podcast Away, separate from the Skankfest brand. So once shit comes back, look, now that Kamala's in office, okay, well, now we have a fucking Ugandan giant at the helm. I feel like she's gonna get shit done. What if she just started dressing like Kamala and just made like a scope, just shirtless with fucking moons on her titties and through the Oval Office? What a great fucking... I would have so much respect for her.
Aren't you?
She won't though. She won't.
No,
fucking liberals.
Yeah, we know you're watching Kamala.
Fucking libtards. Yeah, how fun. If I would finally say women are funny. If that bitch showed up day one dressed up as Kamala the Ugandan giant, the whole makeup, everything, the fucking skull necklace, the skirt, I would have so much respect for her. I would be a lifelong Democrat.
The fucking white guy who had the balls to pitch that to him. Because he was a regular black dude wrestler.
Yeah.
Before that.
You mean the Jewish writer?
Yeah, the poor guy.
Man, why can't I ever be the doctor?
That was like,
why can't I ever be Kamala the doctor?
And you also,
or the physician, man. Yeah.
You know, Kamala the Ugandan college student. What happened here? What happened here? I gotta be a Ugandan giant, motherfucker.
Man, I donate to charities.
So James, we're thinking about going a different direction with you.
When he pitched it to him, you know, he had like a crude drawing. made of him with like the moons on his tits. Like, hear me out.
He's talking to Vince McMahon. He's like, Vince. He's like, call me Mr. Vince. Mr. Vince.
So let's, we have a great show planned today. I'm very happy to be back on the Real Ass Podcast. So we'll be back again on Friday, 3 days a week, debating, and I'll say it, Shannon, I'm debating going 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday. It's a big fucking deal. Official, the real morning show, that was always the plan. That was always the idea. And at this point, the show has grown to such a large audience that are so passionate and obsessed that I think another day a week could do it for them. Is that crazy, Shannon? Or am I stretching myself too thin?
I think it's fine. I mean, I think once you maybe settle into the schedule of having your new Gomez Watches Seinfeld.
I'm settled into that schedule. Oh. Shout out Gomez Watches Seinfeld. Everyone that's giving it positive reviews. They're so nice to my sister. Why aren't people this nice to me? Why? Like, what is going, like, do you know how many people are like, dude, your sister's fucking funnier than you, you faggot bitch.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Yeah.
Mm. It was actually my sister saying that.
Oh, okay.
It's just sounds all like of her alt accounts. Let's get this show on the road. Let's get plugs out of the motherfucking way. And let's introduce our guest, ladies and gentlemen. You know him from his podcast, The Cowboy Boys. Also his two specials, Alligator Boys and Prison for Wizards. It's Shane Smith.
Yo, yo.
What's up, kid? Anything else to plug?
No, that's it.
Love it. Love it. Also, you know him from his new really gay haircut.
Shut up.
Trying to look like an...
Shut up. You're constantly searching for a personality. A let other people do it.
Fat Eminem. The candy. He looks like the yellow...
There you, okay,
the
there
yellow
you go.
Candy.
Peanut like Eminem.
Peanut Eminem.
Yeah, yeah.
The J.K.
Bigger,
Simmons Eminem.
He does tastier.
Exist. They do exist.
You do look like... You look like a cross between a peanut Eminem and the rapper Eminem. You really, truly do.
Lewis, why don't you just say, hey, man, what's going on? It seems like you're going through something.
Are you wearing one glove?
No. Oh,
you were wearing gloves
to wearing
match
gloves.
Your
I
hair.
I took them off. No, no, not to match my hair. It's cold outside.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from his podcast, Garbage Days, and What's the Scenario on
Patreon. Patreon.com/ScenarioPod.
Brennan Saglow's here.
Thank you. I also have a new album coming out Friday called Not Now More Than Ever.
Oh, check shit. Did you record that during?
I recorded it in fucking September on a roof.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
See, I don't like that.
Okay. Like, you feel free to express your opinions.
I don't like how people started recording albums during the pandemic. Give it a rest.
It blows my
it's
mind.
It's my first album. I'm not putting out, you know, multiple specials.
I'm anything. Just saying you could have fucking waited to have an audience.
There
so
was
now,
an audience.
Now you get to go like, oh, look, you know, it's just a, you know, it's a pandemic audience. So that's
oh,
why
you think I'm giving myself
hard.
Like a, you know, it's not so good because it's,
yeah.
I had a couple of months off from comedy.
Guys, buy the album and review it honestly. That's what I want. I want everyone to buy it, but I want honest reviews
sure.
on his iTunes, okay?
Sure, because I'm an artist and I know I put stuff out, whatever you think of it. I let them think, and while they're doing that, I'm creating more art. So suck my dick.
Wow, he's gonna do another album,
incredible.
Same material with an audience.
Post COVID, same amount of people.
Love it. There's comics who did that, who recorded albums and they put the same jokes on the next album. I won't name names, but it's
know,
like,
yeah,
it happens.
Yeah, famous comics.
Yes, 100%.
I know someone who did an HBO special, then did a Netflix special, and half the jokes are on the same one. You're like, what the fuck? Yeah. You had all the money. You couldn't write new ones?
They
just
didn't give
it.
A shit. They don't care. I have respect for comics coming up in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, because it was like, there was like, no, that's my act.
Yeah, so that's what Seinfeld said. That's the act.
Yeah.
You have your hour.
Yeah. Zach Amico.
Hello.
Hello.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight, and Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Also here on the Gas Digital Network.
Shout out to Racist Live Chat, Gas Digital Premium. If you guys are subscribed to Gas Digital Premium, you get access to the live chat during all of our live streams. This show airs Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Legion of Skanks, Mondays and Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's 22 shows on the network. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial for the premium service. If you keep it, you save $1.50 a month. It's only $8 a month. It is the best $8 a month in the world that you'll ever spend. Racist Live Chat. USC says, this looks like a Proud Boys district meeting. It really does. We look like we're like, all right, so we didn't storm the Capitol correctly. Now we have to regroup and fucking start over. This looks, we really look like we're ready to fucking go to DC.
Rock, paper, scissors for who brings the zip ties.
We have new, like, yeah, like Wile E. Coyote Acme things to sneak into the Capitol.
We look like we're carpooling to go to, yeah, the inauguration right now.
We'll kill Biden, yeah, by painting a tunnel on a wall. That's our plan. It's our big plan.
Live shows. Myself, Zach Amico, tonight through Saturday. Also on those shows, Mike Cannon from What's the Scenario, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks, buddy.
And Chris from Brooklyn from High Side Radio Show. All four nights, tonight through Saturday night, will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're coming out, we are partying. I'm back doing drugs. I've decided for this whole week.
I thought you were sober.
Shh. I'm going to do drugs with them. All the people, okay, come out. I'm going to party with everyone. I'm not going to just disappear directly after the show and drive home in my Audi safely. I will not do that. I'm going to party with everyone. Drugs are happening this whole week.
Great.
Zach will be doing drugs this whole week.
I bought a hotel room for the whole week.
Zach, because everyone was supposed to just sleep at my house because it's about an hour from my house. I was going to drive back and forth, and Zach's like, I'm just going to get a hotel room. And I was like, you guys have drugs, don't you? He's like, yes. Yes, we do. So, go party with Zach and Chris from Brooklyn. I'm still sober, but who knows? Maybe I can be convinced. Maybe if enough people show up, if enough people fucking start fucking letting me feel that energy, maybe I can break.
Nah, bro. Be sober, man.
Maybe.
Trust God.
Trust.
Trust in God.
Trust the Lord.
I do put trust in the God. I do.
I'm 40 days sober.
You're 40 days sober? Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit more. Are you copying me?
I'm copying you. I want to be just
December
like you.
December 7th.
December 7th. Why these journeys for both of you?
That's why his hair turned that color?
Yeah. Because I scared myself.
Yeah.
No, I just, you know, it's just too many personal rock bottoms, man. It was only getting worse. Mm. I felt it. This is only getting worse.
He kept on getting rock bottomed by people.
Yeah. They just kept showing up and rock bottoming me.
Rock bottoming you. Yeah, that was a good joke, actually. So,
I know. I was trying to say something different.
Fucking solid joke right there. I know nobody laughed, per se.
I laughed. I'm always laughing.
I'm in store for a real people's elbow kind of week. You know what I mean?
So, look, what else? Anything else that I'm promoting? Yeah, obviously my other podcasts here on the network, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and now Gomez Watches Seinfeld, the fastest rising podcast in the world. I've never had such positivity in my fucking life. I should have started a podcast with my sister years ago. All I needed was to have a dumb family member with me, and then everyone will like what I do. So go subscribe to all of my podcasts everywhere. Obviously, subscribe to Gas Digital. Use that promo code REP. But if you guys aren't a premium subscriber, subscribe on iTunes. Leave us 5-star ratings, positive reviews. If you leave this show a rating and review, whether it's good or bad, we give away one piece of merch to one reviewer at the beginning of every single month. So go do that right now. Let us know what you think about the show. Let us know what you think about Brendan Sagalow's hair. It's going
to
be a fucking...
Don't
do that. I want to hear.
Don't do that.
You know what?
I can't wait for people to say that, like, I can't pay rent to Flavortown or something. You know, they're all gonna say their things.
On Twitter right now, at Luis J. Gomez, whoever gives me the best Photoshop of Brendan Sagalow right now in any capacity is going to win a free Real Ass Podcast mug.
And also, just remember, I have feelings and I'm a human, so be very aware of that.
It's okay. I toughen you up. Every time you come onto this show, I fucking give you a thicker skin.
You think so?
I think so. I think you being around me makes you a stronger, tougher man.
A thicker shell.
I'm definitely thick-headed.
Hell yeah. So,
okay.
That was a bomb.
I like that sound, though.
Yeah, I got a lot of them here, baby boy.
Bombs are powerful.
We do have a lot to get into today on the show. It is the inauguration. We're not talking about that. We are a news show, but you can get that news everywhere, you know? What time is the inauguration?
Noon.
Anyone's guess.
Is it noon? No, it's not.
It's noon, yeah.
They're swearing in the president at noon.
Yeah, what a weird time to do that.
Lady Gaga has to sing to the president at noon?
Yeah.
Is she really? I hope she...
Something, Joe.
Did any show before like 3 p.m. is fucking the worst possible thing that could happen to you?
I think I read that it was going to be around 4 o'clock. Where did I read that?
Gets Up Late magazine? Yeah.
Puerto Rican Weekly.
Yeah, well, you know, good for them. It's a new era. We have a new president. We have a new vice president. you know.
This is the last day that a woman has never been vice president, boys.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's also...
I read that all over Twitter.
Yeah, it also isn't Sonia Sotomayor swearing her in. So they're having the first Puerto Rican justice.
Wow.
Swearing the first black vice president.
Puerto Rican justice sounds like jumbo shrimp, doesn't it?
It sounds like a Reddit post where someone gets their hand cut off with a machete.
Puerto Rican justice sounds like jumbo shrimp. Tweet it out, Zach. God damn it, you're off Twitter. That's a good one. They're making a big deal out of it. I'm just not a gay bitch, so who fucking cares? That's the way that I feel about these things. Okay. It's like it's not like, oh my God, what a beautiful moment. A Puerto Rican woman is swearing in a black woman.
A Puerto Rican is swearing at a black woman. We're at CVS.
How hot would that be? Kamala Harris versus Sonia Sotomayor parking lot fight outside of a club at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, nice.
Think that they have Rule 34 of that already? You think that they have Kamala and Sonia just scissoring on the internet yet?
It has to be.
It has to be.
Can we find them? Can we find Kamala and Sonia?
Rule 34, Kamala and Sonia.
What is Rule 34?
Come on her.
Rule 34 is a rule on the internet that if it exists, there is porn of it.
Ooh.
So if you just Google Rule 34, whatever's in your mind, like Sonic the Hedgehog fucks yellow M&M, you're going to find of that.
You'll find Sonic the Hedgehog. You're not finding him fuck the yellow M&M.
Yellow M&M is straight, okay?
You'll probably find the yellow M&M fucking the green M&M.
You will be incredibly surprised by the amount of...
Well, the green M&M is the most fuckable M&M.
Yeah, the green M&M. Remember, that's crazy that they were just like, you know how we should sell this candy? We should make people want to fuck the candy.
People want to fuck
the green one. Well, because that was the rumor that the green one makes you horny.
Yeah.
For a while, right? So then they made it like a hot little sex.
And the blue one is like, he's either like on heroin or something. What's the blue one?
The blue one actually gives you blood poisoning. Remember there was in 89, they were like, we're calling M&Ms. We decided that the red dye will kill children. That was a real thing that happened.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, look that up too, Shannon. Remember there was like a theater recall M&Ms. Do you remember this, Shannon? You're old as fuck.
Was this at the same time when Jolt was out and they were like, a kid died from drinking Jolt. We have to recall that too.
I remember that being the most white trash, like... I remember only kids that were like the bottom of the barrel white people drank Jolt.
I drank a lot of Jolt, man.
That wore that like extreme deodorant. Remember, what was that deodorant that like Bam Margera was the...
Dude, it had caffeine in it and I
that
had
deodorant?
It. Yes.
The deodorant?
Yes, there was deodorant with caffeine in it, dude.
Me too, I had that
it,
deodorant.
And it like got you fucking jazzed up,
yeah,
man.
And it like, you know how all the other deodorants went out to the side? This one like shot up. Which was like their big thing. They're like, this one shoots up, so you go, kssst, kssst, you know?
Oh, it was a spray can.
Yeah, so it was
okay,
a spray
so
can.
Instead of, tss, you just go, kssst.
Yeah, you go, you squeeze it. And go,
like I know, I never had any of those deodorants.
Very phallic.
There we go, dye number two, let's see. What is this from? This is from 2009. Artificial dyes were subject to some of the most blah, blah, blah. I can't read it. Bizarre fears... Red dye number two. In the 70s, Soviet scientists claimed the link between the dye used in everything from sausage casings to ice cream to makeup and cancer. And U.S. tests proved some correlation as well. Oh, yeah. So they were saying, yeah, red dye number two was...
a carcinogen.
Yeah.
The women are also on with yellow number five.
Dum, da, dum, da,
Mambo
dum,
number da, five?
Da, dum, da, dum. No, I knew it.
You and me were like...
I was trying to get to a Lou Bega reference as well.
I think yellow number five there was a recall on something.
Yeah.
Yellow number five is what's in Mountain Dew.
Yeah. And that was like...
Yellow number five is the last time Andre auditioned for a TV show. I almost got there.
Yeah, you heard.
Yeah, I remember yellow.
No, it was a good bomb. Like, it was like, bam, wow.
Like at war.
Wow, you fucking destroyed a city. Whoa. See, bombs for me are different than bombs for you guys. You guys understand how
yellow number five, I remember, like, if it wasn't a drinker, you wouldn't drink it because they said it got rid of your cum. So
that's it. It made people sterile
something like that.
You know what gets rid of your cum?
Your mom?
If you take too many blue chews at once.
Really?
I'll take a blue chew and I'll fucking just have a great old dick. My dick rules on blue chew.
I want more blue chew.
I got some in the car. I keep it, dude. Let me tell you something.
Will you give me some?
I have a a pocket on my sleeve that I keep a Blue Chew in at all times. I have a secret
it's like
Blue
rolled
Chew
up
pocket.
Like a cigarette Donkey. Thing.
You have no idea. I'm constantly palming.
Louis has a Pez dispenser of Blue Chew.
I'm constantly palming a Blue Chew. I'm like, I'll be right back. I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll yawn.
I'm so tired for pussy.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I have my secret Blue Chew pocket right on my sleeve that at any given time, should I know I'm gonna have sex in 30 minutes, I fucking pop that Blue Chew.
I love that.
I'm in a new relationship, so I've been calming it down with the Blue Chew. I'm like, all right, let me not get her hopes too high. I'm going to run out of this Blue Chew subscription.
Set
eventually.
The correct expectations.
Yeah. So it's like, you know.
You have to use it once, not use it another time, use it once, not use it another time.
Like, every other time I fuck this guy, it sucks. Holy shit.
But it makes you come less.
If I've taken two Blue Chews at once twice.
Why would you do that?
Because it says on the package that the prescription, you can take one or two.
And what does two feel like?
Two feels like your dick is trying to
like lift a car,
explode out of your body. Like it's just stretching the skin back. It's like, your dick is angry at the world. Who's that singer? He's into politics now too. Henry Rollins. Yes, dude. Your dick turns into Henry Rollins. That's exactly what happens.
Screaming. Cool. Okay.
Furious. Okay. It says poems. It's a feminist. It's a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But if you want your dick to...
It was a white supremacist on Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. If you want your dick to... You know, and it's great. It's not bad. But when you come, for me anyway, when I've taken two Blue Chew and I've come, it's just fucking... Nothing, just like a little dribble.
Counteract that by taking ZMA.
What's ZMA?
ZMA is like a weightlifter supplement I've been taking. I'm trying to gain weight, and it helps you sleep and like helps your testosterone production. But it also, apparently one of the side effects is you just come buckets. Like I could fill an Otterpop sleeve. It's crazy.
Can I have one of those, please? Because I would love to combine my Blue Chew with this, because that's my only problem right now. Is like I want to let these bitches know that I got big old fat loads inside of me as well. What does a woman want? A harder dick or a fatter load, Shannon? Because you've talked about this, Shannon. When a guy shoots buckets of cum into your mouth, you fucking love it. You feel like you're a goddess.
Wow.
But between the two, I'd prefer
Shannon,
harder.
Talk about it with sexy music on, please. And make your voice a little sexy.
Yeah, come on. God
damn it. I might come if that happens.
Hell yeah.
So.
Good.
I'll get a bucket.
Oh, shit. Shannon, what do you want? More cum or a harder cock?
I'd prefer a harder cock.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
All right, Blue Chew it is.
It is absurd. The amount, like someone told me it was going to be a lot, and I was like, okay. And then I did. Have you ever been peeing? And then during the pee, you're like, holy shit, this is like a while.
Yeah, like
that,
after a
it was
trip.
That, but coming. Like, wow. I was coming, and the person I was coming on was like, are you fucking serious? Like, they stopped being sexy to be like, oh, this is a lot of... This
was
is
this a man you were coming on?
No, it was a woman.
Because are you bisexual?
Yeah.
You've talked about that before, but you said the person I was coming on, and they were like...
The them, they.
You did a them, they weird little fucking thing, which is fine, dude. I'm not...
No, this is... I mean,
it's gay as shit that you have sex with men. It's crazy. It's like wildly gay, but it's okay. Like, I'm a new Lewis, okay?
Yeah.
Old Lewis would have been like, get out. You're not on the show anymore. But this is 2021.
New Lewis just popped the Blue Chew.
New Lewis is kind of into it.
Yeah.
This was a woman.
This is a woman, yes.
But you are a little bit of a lefty.
A queer, yeah.
A little bit of a lefty queer, because you were like...
I am a lefty queer, yeah. That's a fine way to define it.
Notorious! It's okay. I got no problem with you, bro.
Yeah, that's cool. And if you do have a problem, we could settle it.
You want to fucking settle it, bro?
Well, no, I'm just saying, if I win, watch out what happens.
You train, right? Do you still train with Diego?
I don't train with Diego a lot because of COVID and just everything, but I am, I train. And I've also been gaining weight. So pin you down.
Let's go fucking spar. I would love to spar with somebody who knows what they're fucking doing versus Harrington, who I have to just punch in the head over and over again. His nose is bleeding all over the place again the other day.
There's like a fight club at my... I go to this random gym in Astoria with all these Guidos and Chinese people. And it's like a regular gym where people just like weightlift and there's regular equipment. But there's this back area. And these kids and some dude just go back there with boxing gloves and like... fight each other full on.
Well, yeah,
it's fucking wild. It's like Gold's Gym, but there's a fight club. So
are
I
you allowed to be talking about this?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
My limited knowledge of fight clubs. Sir.
I only have one fight club reference, and that is that you are not allowed to talk about fight club, sir.
No, no, this one is they encourage it. Talk about it. Get in
let's go fucking spar one day. I would love to spar with you. I need to start. I try to get sparring partners. We talked about it on the Fight Journal. In fact, if you guys are in the New York, New Jersey area, and you're interested in becoming a Luis J. Gomez sparring partner, email realassofficial@gmail.com. Maybe I'll bring in a few new guys. I need some guys that have a little bit more skill to spar with here. I have guys that are in South Jersey that I spar with that are great, near my house at the Muay Thai gym that are great, but the ones that are coming out to Diego, besides Diego, who is just so skilled compared to me, and he's small and fast, it's like I can't even like... Even if I could land one on Diego to fucking knock him out, right? That's not what sparring is. Like, you're technical sparring. You're trying to just get better. So there's just no upside in sparring Diego. It's him just fucking bop, 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 hitting me at will. Thank you, Dylan.
It's absurd how good he is.
Four people submitted to be your sparring partners.
Do you have videos of them at all?
No, they just have just emails.
I want to see video of you guys working the pads. I want to see video of you sparring. I want to, and they have emails. And read me some of these emails, Shannon.
Okay, this one is from Vic. Hey, motherfuckers, my name is Vic Torres. I'm a big fan of all the shows on Gas Digital. Also, I really just don't want to see Lewis get his ass kicked or embarrass himself.
Hell yeah.
I'm a boxing jiu-jitsu coach currently.
Ooh.
I used to fight kickboxing MMA and still actively do jiu-jitsu at Matt Sarah's gym on Long Island.
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Mr. Sarah.
I still spar at the time, and I really feel my strengths come from being a great partner, knowing to push and when not to push.
Sexual partner.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's what I'm looking for.
Give me this guy's number.
Yeah. To make sure no one gets hurt, I sparred versus pro fighters, UFC fighters, most recently helping John Gotti III out.
Hell yeah.
Hide a body.
Is there a king? What is that?
All right, who else? Give me another one. I like him. By the way, hit Vic up. Tell him let's do it.
Okay, the next one is Rich Rodriguez.
I know Rich. He was the Legion of Skanks guy. Okay, I know Rich guy. Next one.
Okay.
Wow, poor Rich.
Eric, I live in Jersey and would definitely be down to spar. Not trying to prove anything. Just want to get a good workout and blow off some steam.
This guy's going
to
beat the shit out of you.
The less he says.
I just want to blow off some steam.
Listen, I won't hurt you. No, you're like, okay. He's going to fully fist fight me.
I'm going to keep you very safe.
Only God will judge you at the end of the day.
Shows up with nunchucks.
You have one life. You must give it to me. Go ahead.
This is the last one. This is Sean. Yo, doggy, I'm a professional fighter from the Philadelphia area.
Gay bitch.
Who's already a big fan.
Gay bitch.
Sparring comedians.
Gay bitch.
Isn't a proper simulation for a real fight. I'm down to commit and come to you for some sparring rounds once or twice a week to help you get ready for this.
Yes.
This thing.
Nice. I like these guys. These are all my new sparring partners. Welcome to my new sparring team, everyone.
Yeah, wow. How genuinely supportive. I thought it was going to be like, listen, I have fought in a few parking lots before. I will come over. We can settle things.
You will Kamala.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
There it is.
The problem is with you get nervous to spar some of these people because they fucking, you think they're going to try to prove something.
Yeah, you want to trust them first.
You got to trust them first. So I think the first couple sessions maybe we'll fucking, you know, we'll get a little feeling out, you know.
That's why you have to have a coach present.
Yeah, to make sure you guys aren't going fucking apeshit. But that's what I need, some more sparring partners that are of high quality. Because, yeah, I'm getting sick of beating up Harrington. Eric was a goddamn nightmare. I want to see Eric spar Harrington because that's how bad Eric was in my fight that I think Harrington might be able to take him. I'm making eye contact with him. He's furious. Eric, you still have a black eye and a gash on your head. Oh. You don't even heal properly. I think you have hepatitis or something. So we'll see what happens. I had another guy hit me up to spar, and he was... He has all these videos of him doing like spin kicks, and he's pathetic.
Spin kicks are
he's stupid. Pathetic. I'll fucking destroy this guy.
Okay.
I want to bring him. I showed him to Diego. I was like, oh, this guy said he's a martial artist and he wants to do it. And then it was awful. I was like, dude, I'll fucking destroy you.
Dude, spin kicks don't do shit.
You can't even say spin kicks, dog. Yeah. That's how unathletic you are. When he says athletic words, his mouth falls apart.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you never ever make a mistake.
Get the fuck out, man.
He just got knocked out verbally by Louis Shea. Yeah. He just got fucking smashed.
I just got spin kicked by
How'd that feel to get smashed?
It doesn't feel good.
I know.
If you can't say spin kicks, you just got to shorten it into one word. Spicks.
It is. That's what I'm excited for your quest to spar and get healthy and get better at fighting, just spiral into you fist fighting your fans course of time.
I'm down. I think people vastly underestimate my skill set, and I'm going to start beating up my fans on video to prove that I'm better than everyone.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You really are like a queen bee.
Hell yeah, dude. Thank you.
Just go like, you just go, pick me up from the airport. They come pick you up. Fight me.
Make me honey.
Yeah. Make me funny.
Oh my God. I'll take it. Guess who'll stink? Guess who'll stink?
Guess who'll stink? Guess who'll stink? Didn't Bruce Lee used to do that? What? Everyone respects him as like the ultimate martial artist, this humble, kind guy. But if you offered to fight him, wouldn't he just beat the shit out of you right there? Famous for doing that?
That's real ass, awesome. Dude.
Yeah, yeah, like literally you would be like, oh yeah, you think you're fucking the karate guy? I'll fight you. And Bruce Lee, the greatest martial artist of all time, would just be like, yeah, fuck it, I'll fight you right now and just beat the shit out of you.
Is Bruce Lee the greatest martial artist of all time?
That's what people say. I don't think so, obviously.
There's probably some underground people that could have kicked his ass.
I think there's plenty of underground people that could have kicked his ass. Yeah. Like, it was just, he was the most famous martial artist at the time.
Well, now the UFC exists, it's that thing where people are like, you know those karate guys that like shoot chi? And they knock all their students down, and everyone's like, wow, you can Kamehameha people. And then they fight like just a regular guy, and he beats the shit out of this old man, and they're like, wow, it turned out his like ki blast wasn't real. I think that's what would happen to Bruce Lee.
I mean, all those traditional martial arts, like if you just fucking, if you, like a guy who does like Taekwondo, that's what I learned when I fought Ryan O'Neal at Ellis Mania. It's like, I'm not good at fighting at all. If you just crowd them and start punching them, they're like,
yeah,
all that shit doesn't work. None of it works. They're dumb little snap kicks mean bullshit. It means nothing. You have to actually go and apply those skill sets to real life fight situations. So if they're not sparring against other people that are throwing things at them, they don't know how to move. They don't know how to move their heads. They don't know how to move their feet. It means very, very little. I'm surprised that like Taekwondo gyms even exist anymore.
They're for kids.
Yeah, I think they're for like kids to learn how to count in Chinese, and then once you get past that, you move on to real martial arts. So, but yeah, I mean, Bruce Lee, I think that, I mean, did he win like tournaments and shit? Was he like a legit
combat? He was. Yeah, and he did a lot of crazy stuff. Like, I mean, when he married his wife, she was white, and then
these
people in China were like racist against her, and they challenged him to a fight, and he like fought a guy over his wife or something. I don't know the whole story.
Awesome.
Yeah, but it's pretty wild. So he like actually fought some people, some pretty high stakes. He fucked people up for sure, but I just think also it was like, what, the 70s? Everyone is just like smoking 3 packs a day and drunk most of the time. Mm. Of course you can beat them up if you just lift a little bit of weights and take care of yourself.
Yeah, he was like really fast and he was very athletic and he was definitely a high level. But how was he involved in like Chuck Norris was involved in tournaments and shit, right? He was actually, wasn't he like more accredited in terms of like actual combat?
Yeah. What is it? Benny the Jet? What was the kickboxer? I can't remember. There was a kickboxer
Elton back John
then.
Song.
He was. Yeah, you're right. Benny the Jet was an Elton. I'm getting Elton John and martial arts mixed up again. God damn it.
You are retarded. Dude.
Who was
that guy? Crocodile Rock.
We're all doing it.
Rock Lobster. I think it was that
fighters
guy.
Of all time.
What was that? I guess that's why they call it the Blue.
There's some guy named the Jet. Some kickboxer named
you in
the
that
Jet.
Cage. It is goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
All right, real quick, we must thank Hempire Direct for supporting today's show. Love Hempire Direct. If you guys smoke weed, you're going to want to love Hempire Direct as well. They legally sell you Delta-8 THC in 42 states. That's right, 42 states. You can buy this legally, delivered to your house. It gets you super stoned. It's a naturally occurring chemical in marijuana, but it just essentially, it's not regular THC, so there's no laws against it. It's a little bit of a loophole, as they say. Go to HempireDirect.com. Check out their amazing line of vape cartridges, gummies, distillates, soft gels, and tinctures. Zach, you still smoke. I stopped smoking.
Yeah, you stopped. They sent a little care package. I gotta say, it's good. It works. I like it.
Dude, my sister, I didn't tell her what it was. I was like, let me just give it to her and tell her it's regular weed. And she was like, this is the best weed I've ever smoked.
I wouldn't know the difference if you didn't tell me it was something else.
Dude, it just gets you stoned. It's simple as that, okay? It's like CBD in the sense that it's naturally occurring, but it can be sold legally in 42 states. And unlike CBD, D8 gets you super fucking high. Right now, go to hempiredirect.com, HEMPIREDIRECT.com, and use the promo code GASD, and that will unlock a special buy one, get one 50% off deal. So you buy one product, you get the next product for 50% off. Once again, hempiredirect.com is the website. Use that promo code GASD. All right, where were we? Let's see. Taco Bell employee fired over porn star past. Lana Wells, 33, the Arkansas Taco Bell employee, was fired after a customer filed a complaint with her manager that she was doing internet porn.
How am I supposed to eat quesadillas when I'm hard?
No, I think the manager fired her because at Taco Bell, it's like, you're better than this. You have a real art.
Yeah.
Go be a porn star.
Can we see a photo of her?
I would love to see her.
Can we see a video?
She started working at Taco Bell after being forced to take a break from porn due to COVID. She claims she disclosed her past to her manager when applying for the job. Taco Bell claims they fired her for a violation of policies and procedures and that the accusations are not true. Lana Wells.
She has a GoFundMe now.
Hell yeah, wrongfully fired by Taco Bell. Can we see her porn?
Yeah, hold on.
She looks cute.
She looks like she works at Taco Bell.
That's how much being in porn sucks. That if you have to take a little bit of time off, you have to get a fast food job.
Yeah.
She's like a chick that if you see at Taco Bell, you're like, oh, you're too hot to do this. You should not be here. It's sad.
Those are two different types of people who work fast food a lot of the time. People, you see them and you're like, good for you. Yeah. Good for you for I'm fucking stoked that you're here getting it together. Yeah. And people who are there where you're like, oh fuck, what happened? I'm sorry.
Oh, you must have mental issues or something.
Yeah. As Let's a person who worked fast food, I'm allowed to say it.
Shannon, I want to see her getting fucked right now. Right now.
Can we watch her? Can someone get us Taco Bell and we all just eat Taco Bell while watching
Taco Bell
in
right
her
now.
Honor? Porn.
Yes, go get Taco Bell. And we're going to end the show by watching one of her full pornos. Yes, get Taco Bell. Right now, Dylan, run.
Where is he going to get Taco Bell?
At a Taco Bell. Holy shit, you're dumb. Wow, dude.
Well, look here.
Also, they just have those here.
Didn't know I was sitting with Einstein.
I mean, you're retarded.
Where's there a Taco Bell in New York?
It's his job to go find one.
You say, where's there a Taco Bell in New York City?
I know. I stopped myself. I went,
just get a 10-pack of fucking crunchy tacos, doggy, or something, all right? Maybe some sour cream.
Yeah. Nacho grande.
Nacho del grande.
What if we just stop the show to take our actual orders? Hold on. I want a gordita.
Don't forget
the
Baja Blast.
I worked at Taco Bell when I was a teenager. That was one of my least favorite jobs.
Was it nice. Just Taco Bell, or was when you were at KFC, it was
No. It was two separate buildings. I worked at a KFC for a while. Then I was like, you know what? I'm going to make the jump. I'm going over to Taco Bell. And Taco Bell sucked. KFC ruled.
Yeah.
KFC ruled. It was me and all my friends worked at KFC. And, we turned it into a fucking game. Like, me and my buddy Dave Green would work the drive-thru. And we made it a thing while they were ordering. I was the fastest packer in
you
KFC
just
history.
Spitting their chicken.
I was fucking just cum all over it. That's back when I used to cum a lot. It was fucking great, dude. No blue chew.
Buckets.
Yeah. Cum a lot, Harris.
Come on, come on, hair tits.
Come on,
come on,
come on, her hair tits.
No, but I used to, when they were ordering it, they'd be like, "Yeah, I want an eight-piece original." While they're saying the words, I'm like, "Frah, frah, 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 frah." They're like, "With macaroni and cheese." Like, oh, yeah. We were like ninjas, dude. And they would pull up, and we'd have the bag waiting out the window. And they were like, "What?" Like, yeah, that's us. Me and Dave Green on the drive-thru. We were so proud of how fast we were. It was incredible.
I was arrested for scamming Taco Bell once.
I almost robbed my KFC once, but why were you arrested for scamming Taco Bell?
We used to run the scam around Utah, where I'm from, where we'd go to any Taco Bell, and you'd be like, you'd order something with no tomatoes, and then you'd be like, hey, I'm a construction worker. Earlier today, before I went to work, I ordered it with no tomatoes. You put tomatoes in it. I'm allergic. Can I just get my food now?
Yeah.
It fucking sucked. You ruined my day, whatever. And they usually give you the food.
Yeah.
Well, this particular time, they were like, all right, pull up. And we pulled up, and they were like, there's a tomato shortage. There's no tomatoes, so there couldn't have been. You're lying. And we were like, all right, fuck you then. And we went to drive away, but they had called the police.
There was a cop with the thing on. Like,
there's no, you're under arrest. Nothing. nothing going
pull
on.
Pull around.
Yeah, there's nothing going on in Utah, so we were just, like, amazed that the police were, this dude, like, pulls in front of us. We didn't realize he was a cop, and so we, of course, were like, fuck you, buddy, and we just, like, drove over the thing and then got into a high-speed chase with the police on accident.
Whoa.
And then they, you know, for a second, and then he throws on the lights, and we're like, oh, fuck. And then he was like, we know, not only do we know you did this, but we know you've done it at other Taco Bells somehow. So we just got caught. I mean, how many times
do you have to do this at Taco Bell for it to become grand larceny? What are they doing?
Dude,
I almost feel like it's not a crime.
Yeah,
how is that even a crime?
It's not a crime.
I'm like, you guys are stupid enough. You gave us the food.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another Scam That Jew. This is a great Scam That Jew. The Taco Bell scam is fucking solid.
Scam That Jew.
Shannon, hit up. Hit it. Scam that Jew, the Jews on Taco Bell.
I have one more fast food scam if
please,
you want to hear.
This is it, the Scam That Jew. In fact, if you guys want to join the Scam That Jew revolution, send your scams into realassofficial@gmail.com. We pick one Scam That Jew to give a free Scam That Jew shirt, which you'll never receive, which is our own little scam within a Scam That Jew.
Nice. I worked at Subway as a very young man, and we ran the scam where
we'd say, you got no tomatoes.
I ordered a tuna sandwich with no tomato, and I had tomatoes on it.
Finally, our biggest scam yet.
This scam might actually...
We go to the Mirage at Las Vegas. We tell them, they don't got no tomatoes.
all my scams are tomato-based. Very Italian. This scam might work if you work at Subway, by the way. So let me know.
You got to work there.
Yeah, you have to work at Subway.
Okay.
So I worked at Subway as like a 15-year-old.
This is 10% of our audience. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you have the Subway gift cards, right? Someone buys a sandwich. If they buy it in cash, what you do is every time someone buys a sandwich and they don't have a gift card, you run your personal secret gift card.
Yeah.
And you rack up points on this card. When someone buys a sandwich with cash, you run your card, buy their card with the points, and pocket their cash. You do this over and over and over again, and if your Subway is high traffic, you can make thousands of dollars.
Like real money? Or?
Yeah. You pocket their cash and don't
put
it in the
till. How many points? It depends on how many points.
Whoa.
But if you work there, you're making hundreds of sandwiches a day, and you're running the card getting thousands of points all the time. So you can have days where you make ridiculous amounts of money if you can do simple math and take their cash.
I feel like these days they're going to catch on to the fact that it's one card.
Yes, maybe.
Back then, I'm assuming when it was a new thing, they're like, dude, we have these cards. It was sort of broken technology. They couldn't really trace it. I'm assuming today that they're going to see it's one card racking up thousands of points and they're going to check the cameras and fire you and maybe even have the cops show up.
This is like 24 years ago. But if you think you could do it without getting caught, we made a crazy amount of money on it.
I got another scam that you know, you can go get a rub and tug and just not tip them. That was learned by Ian Fidance, which it's technically a form of rape in my opinion, but...
Wait, what? Like, they don't charge you before?
The rub and tug? No. They want to be...
You get charged for the massage.
And it's $20 more than a regular massage. So, this is, if you want to know... All right, let me explain to you how to find a rub and tug. Because some people are like, how do you even know?
It's the easiest thing to find in the world.
Check their hours.
Call the, can check you look their hours. Into if they're the open windows. Past 9 p.m., it's a whorehouse.
Yeah,
there's no real
easy.
Massage therapists that are giving massages at 2 o'clock in the morning. Number two, ask them if they have a table shower. Table showers do not exist except for in whorehouses.
Yeah.
There's no...
What's a table shower?
Ah, you innocent young bitch.
Yeah. What's a
no,
table
no, that
shower?
Was a lie. He's absolutely
you
playing
You never got
coy.
A table shower?
No, what is that?
Okay.
I've never had a shower, I tell you.
They lie you down on a massage table that's
in wrapped in plastic.
That's wrapped in plastic.
Gross.
And it's disgusting, dude.
I'm still
it's
in.
It's a whorehouse, dude. Come on.
You're being bathed by your whorehouse.
Yeah.
I love this now.
Dude, they fucking put you on the table, okay? And they wash your body. They wash your balls.
Your asshole.
Your asshole. And they fucking, if they're doing that, this is a great sign that you're in a whore. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You're getting your asshole washed by
I think if you're lying
Chinese
on a plastic
lady.
Table getting your asshole washed, you might be at a whorehouse.
I just love the idea issue. Of a guy who doesn't realize he's at a whorehouse and he's like, is this how all massages go? Just like out out of it, just completely full of anxiety, as this woman's watching.
He goes to massage Envy, and he's like, "When's the asshole wash happening?" I saw Miss Ping, and she went straight to asshole wash.
Dude, those massage tables in the mall with free sample massages, I expect them to jerk me off at the end of it.
I just
turn over at the end with a boner. I'm like, "Let's go."
I always have a boner.
Do you?
When I'm getting a massage.
Do you take Blue Chew before your massages?
If I was going to get a rub and tug.
Pro tip.
Yeah, dude. Damn.
No, fuck what a dude. Waste.
What is that
dude,
a waste?
What a waste kind of
Blue Chew.
I get 28 Blue Chews per month.
Who are you trying to please?
I have a stockpile of Blue Chew. The reason I got that many was because I was like, once this becomes illegal, I want to have my fucking Blue Chew supply ready to go.
Yeah, dude. You're like the George Young of Blue Chews.
I am the George Young of Blue Chews. You're right, dude. I totally get that reference.
Nice.
Boom shakalaka!
That's my sound effect when I get a reference.
Oh, cool.
Hell yeah, dude. That's a good sign. Check their hours of operation. Find out if they have a table shower. Now, not all of them have table showers. So also, if like a massage, it's like $35 to $45 for an hour for a massage from a real massage place.
Yeah.
If they're charging $70, $80 an hour... That's a fucking rubber.
That's where it is. If it's 150,
that's Equinox.
That's Equinox. Yeah, that's a good one.
You don't need to go to a real like high end massage place. They're never going to jerk you off.
If they're white, sorry.
No, they'll still.
No, you got to find some Russian. There are some Russian massage whores.
Another way to do it, if you don't think so, is just when you get the massage to get totally naked and put the towel on you. A lot of the time, when they'll like shake the towel and just basically get checked to see if you're naked. It's like pull the towel off you, and if they do that, like that lady's gonna negotiate to touch your penis.
Well, what they do is they start to, if they rub their nails on the inside of your butt crack, like just slightly, and start doing that. Like that's a rub and tug. That bitch is trying to jerk you off for money.
This is all stuff I've heard, by the way.
Yeah, I went to I was getting a massage on Friday, and we were looking to try and find different places, and we walked in. If it has a doorbell, that's another one. If you have a doorbell.
Oh, yeah, if the door's locked.
If the door,
that's a
major
thing.
Sign. They have a lock and security system with a camera, and the woman who answers the door is in lingerie.
Yes, and that's what happened. She answered in lingerie, and she started going like this, and we were two people. And
who's the other person?
Your mom. And
that woman was a saint.
Anyway, I'm not gonna say who the other person was, but because it means nothing. But she opened the door and she was in the lingerie and she started covering up.
Yeah,
and we were like, two for a deep tissue, and she was like, one, and we're like, two. And she's like, no, one. She started saying something, and you just go, no thank you to this.
Yeah,
whatever you're saying, no.
There's a rub and tug place not too far from here.
Yeah, of course, we're in New York. You're always, it's like spiders. You're always within 3 feet of one.
Yeah,
yeah. I pass by it all the time when I'm walking here.
I know which one. I mean, there's one that's right here. I mean,
yeah,
really
close.
One's
so close. It's called Gas Digital Studios.
Shannon, if you're with a man, would you be upset if he got rub and tugs? Because I feel like that should be the loophole. I feel like men, that's not cheating. You should be able to get a massage and get a hand release.
You're not having sex.
Hand release.
You're not. It's even better because you don't feel like you got a disease.
Yeah, and you don't have to touch our cum, which some women do.
I mean,
not
sure,
like doing.
Lying face down on the plastic massage table is probably a great way to catch a disease.
I don't know. It seems like they clean up.
Maybe.
It might be sad too if you know that like your significant other is lying on a plastic table getting like washed like a baby rhino and then jerked off.
Yeah,
it's just like Jesus Christ.
How
man.
Would you feel about your chick just lying on a table while some just like ripped Korean guy is just like, you like? That was a terrible accent. I don't know what it, but anyway, it doesn't matter.
You like? I would feel better about it than her cheating on me.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's good.
Women are also different. Like, women, that would not turn a woman on for the most part. You know? I feel like, is that Dylan? No, it's Harrington.
What do you mean?
I feel like that wouldn't turn a woman on to get finger banged by a Chinese guy on a table somewhere. I feel like that is, like, the least sexy thing to a woman. A woman would want him to, like, take her to dinner and fucking talk to her first. It's a whole thing. We're just, like, You know, we just need to, we're cum factories. We need to push cum out of our bodies.
Gigolos exist. Yeah.
I know they do, but it's, I don't think that a gigolo is as clinical as a rub and tug, where it's just like, lie yeah. down on a table, let me wash your ass,
yeah,
finger you after a shitty massage. Like, that's like, there's nothing sexy. Like, there's almost like something like, the depravity of a rub and tug kind of turns me on in itself.
Okay,
like,
yeah,
the shitty
sense.
Lighting, the fucking, you know, the little sign that says, you know, do not try to solicit sex. I think they have to legally, I think Chinese massage places have to put up a sign legally that says, please don't solicit sex.
Like having like, this is for tobacco use yes. On pipes and stuff.
Exactly. Somebody in the racist live chat said all Asian massage places are rub and tugs. Are
false.
They? I don't think so.
No, it's not true. A bunch of them are legit.
You could also tell in the middle of the massage if it's a shitty massage. If it's just a bad massage.
Yeah, you're like, they're just going like.
Yeah.
They're phoning it in, like literally yawning. If she's talking to like a Bluetooth or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like it. I do enjoy a good massage. That's the debate every single time. Like, do I want a good massage or do I want to get jerked off at the end of it?
Someone should start a boutique hand stuff place.
With a great, that gives you a great massage, yeah. But then jerks you
where
off.
Where they fuck you up and then they jerk you off.
That's yeah. a $1 million business right there.
Shoot.
Good massage with a jerk off at the end of it.
Yeah.
Other way around.
What do you mean?
Oh, get jerked off and then a good...
Oh, yeah. By the way, I specifically, when I've gone to Robin Tugs, I tell them, jerk me off first, and then...
Really?
I say, that's the move.
Wow, powerful move.
Yeah, because...
then you're relaxed.
Yeah, because the whole time you're like, your dick's fucking kind of hard. You're like, I can't really focus on this massage. You're lying on it in a weird way. So you say, just jerk me off, then flip me over and give me my massage after I fucking cream pied the air.
Aren't you, like, scared that you're going to get your cum all over your back? Like, when she, like, gets it in her hands, maybe she doesn't wash properly.
Are you afraid
and then...
of your own cum?
I have never seen my own cum in my life, okay? I'm completely afraid of it.
Where do you put it?
Real fear.
Why would you be... Why would you care
if
she got cum
on you? In your mom's ass.
Sandra was not fucking around today.
Damn,
doggy.
I know, dude.
Don't cross him, doggy. He will fuck you up.
Jesus. Attack dog.
I've had a Russian rub and tug before with a Russian lady. That was probably the best one I ever had because
yeah.
they have powerful hands. And then she fingered my butt, and that was one of the
what?
Only times I've had my butt fingered.
Really?
Where I was like, it was great.
Wow.
Any other time I've had my butt fingered, I was like, you're gonna fucking pop something back there.
Yeah, I don't enjoy a butt finger.
How hard are they going?
They're just jamming their sharp fucking fingernails. That's the problem with hookers too. They have sharp nails. It's a new style that they have. It's like claws.
Stiletto nails, yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts. So Shannon, you're with a guy. Would you care if he got rub and tugged?
I would care.
To keep him honest.
Yeah, no, I'm not. It's sexual activity with another person I'm not okay with.
There you go. Way to keep the boundaries there, Shannon.
Way to be a boring bitch, Shannon. Fucking okay, Shannon. Fucking classic value. She was born in the 40s.
So. Trad, very trad. She's a, what is it, cottage core?
What's that?
You guys are all not online enough. That's okay. It's like a style of woman who, like, it's like this thing where everyone's, like, obsessed with the idea of women who are very, like, almost Protestant, but, like, filthy for you. It's like a style
cool.
of woman. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like that. I like a nice, too. Classy.
Super traditional, but like you're allowed to be whatever you want to be.
Yeah. A pig in the bedroom, you know, a not pig in life.
Yeah, a not pig.
A not pig, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Not pig. Shannon, you really, so if, what if a guy was just honest with you about it? He was like, look, I need a little bit of variety in my life. I'm not going to cheat on you. I'm just going to go get a rub and tug once in a while.
No.
You're not okay with it ever.
No.
This is why you're alone.
That's fine.
Because a man's going to cheat on you then. If you don't allow
no.
him...
If he needs to have multiple women's hands on his body, that's not the guy for me.
It's just one other woman.
It's just one... What
at
is the
time.
Same woman...
One other sex slave. One other human trafficking...
Victim.
No.
Whatever.
No. And that is the one thing about rub and tugs is it's almost always an older woman, and you know she's not. She's like, this is like her jam. She doesn't give a shit. She's
yeah.
here to make her money, and she's not a.
She's
if
about
they're
to
young,
see my jam.
Call the FBI. That's
yeah.
the thing.
After you're done.
Yeah. 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 But if they're older, it's like, no, she's
hello,
fine.
Hello, FBI. I got my money's worth.
I can't believe that, Shannon. I almost feel like it's so, like, devoid of any sort of affection or anything that's, like, and it's safe.
No. I mean, but, like they said before, you're okay with your girlfriend going monthly to have things done to her by another guy?
I gotta be honest with you. I don't think I would give a shit if it was that clinical. If it was simply she's gonna lie there, get a massage, and the guy just fucking. Yeah.
What if you went to the rub and tug together? No,
I did
for
that
it.
With my ex. We went to a place we were gonna get a massage, and it was very obviously a rub and tug, and we left.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say she got a regular massage and you were like, no, no, it's fine, it's fine. And then you're on the shower table like, hope she doesn't find out.
Well, and then one time my other ex, she got, I bought her like a massage on like one of the discount sites.
Like Groupon?
Yeah, Groupon. Mm-hmm. And the guy like tried to finger her. The guy like fucking went in there and fucking was just way too close, way inappropriate.
Ugh.
I didn't get jealous. I was like, good for him.
Well, did he finger her?
No, I mean, she didn't. She told me that he didn't, but yeah, she was like,
according to her version of the
story. Yeah,
well, depending on the ex.
As she walked in, like she was just got off a horse.
Women are uncomfortable with that. Women are not into that. It's just not about like that physical. I mean, if it was like a big fucking hot dude, if it was like, you know, Shannon, you know, The Rock or fucking Khal Drogo, one of those guys, then maybe it would get me a little bit. Not happy with it, but just some little Asian guy.
Why would it make a difference what he looks like, though, if it's just the clinical aspect?
Because I know she's way into it at that point.
But if she's going
to
come from this,
listen
she has
to me.
To be
the
into
women
it.
That are jerking us off in rub and tugs are not hot. They are disgusting. They're creatures.
Okay, before a woman to climax, she has to be into it in some way. So she's into it regardless of whether he's hot or he's doing something the right way. So she's going to be into it.
If she's dating Lewis, anything's possible.
If she's dating me, she's not climaxing regularly. So
there you go.
Maybe we should give her a little bit of a break here.
That's fair.
That's what I say. I mean, I
massage therapist fingers her and tells her some funny stories.
Yeah.
I guess I no, it wouldn't be ideal, but I don't think I would give a fuck that much. Like, a gigolo is different, right? A gigolo, you know, they go out with, like, these old ladies, and they make them feel good, and they make them feel special, and they make eye contact with them, and
yeah,
bring roses
heroes.
And shit. Yeah, they're fucking, no, it's a different thing, okay? And I think the rub and tug is a different thing. Are there rub and tugs for women in the world?
It wouldn't be called a tug, I'll tell you that.
That'd be way better if it was. They started tugging on their clit?
Yeah.
Why not? Right? Could you find a rub and tug for women, Shannon?
Can you Google that and it'll come up?
If you Google rub and tug, you can find it for yourself.
Really?
Yeah, they do the Google reviews of these places, by the way. That's another way to find it. Just look up the Google reviews. Some of the reviews will literally be like, yeah, the girls jack you off here. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then they'll reply to it. Glad you had a good time. Like, mm-hmm. It does not matter.
Oh, that is awesome. That is immediately what I'm doing.
I remember the last time I had a rub and tug years and years and years and years ago.
why were you 25 minutes late again?
Years and years ago.
I mean, so long ago. I mean, I came all over my iPhone 10.
Dougie,
I said Kamala's name as I climaxed.
She was like, oh, don't put online that we do that to the cops. They're looking.
Okay.
So
good for her.
She told me,
don't tweet about this.
Don't tweet about it.
Can you just say, can you write a review? Say we are not rub and tug. So yeah, they don't want. I mean, the cops are. Imagine being a fucking cop and you bust a rub and tug, you pieces of shit.
Oh my god, what a waste of fucking time too.
Yeah, I mean these. I don't even understand how it's illegal. I don't get it.
You know, they accidentally legalized prostitution in like Rhode Island or something for like 6 years for a while there.
How do you accidentally?
Someone put a provision in a bill that legalized it, and they didn't read it, and then they pushed the bill through, and prostitution was legal. And it's like one of the things they use for studies to talk about like why prostitution should be legal, because it like lowered crime, lowered sex crime, lowered drug use, and like did all these crazy benefits
it's
to the places
like a,
where
it's like
it
a
was
hooker
happening.
Dressed like a congresswoman.
Yeah, yeah.
Senator Cinnamon, we've taken a look over your.
That's how Canada has the same amount of guns as us, but no school shootings.
Yeah.
They have prostitution's legal.
Nice.
It's because of prostitution.
Yeah, dude. Okay. Those prostitutes. Well, dude, everyone with a gun who's like, I'm going to kill everybody. And then they're like, I do have $80, though. And then they go get jerked off and they're like, ah, fuck it. And I'm going to play Call
is
of Duty.
Is prostitution legal in Canada?
Yeah.
The whole country.
The 9 yards. I mean, I don't know if it's legal in every province, but all the provinces above us here on the east are. Yeah.
Can you not say province?
Sure.
Can you say Canadian states, please?
Canadian states?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It's legal, though.
Yeah, I paid that hooker to fucking come all over her tits, eh? It's real fun. I went, oh, sorry, it got all over your mouth.
Yeah.
How many loonies does it cost to come on you?
But it's such a weird, like, I understand if it's an illegal, like, an illegal act that is made, you know, but sex is legal. It's your body, you know, completely your body. Completely your right to fucking, you know, why does there have to be...
I came all over this hooker's chest, and then we got some Tim Hortons.
It can only make... It can only...
The place is called Tim Hortons.
With yeah! Just big old titty ladies giving you hash browns. Just think about the OnlyFans renaissance. Every girl is on OnlyFans, and it's only made our lives better. I look up a girl on Instagram, she slides in my DMs, she has an OnlyFans. I can just know immediately if I want to mess around with her or not by giving her $10.
Yeah, I like using the word renaissance there. It's like Da Vinci, Karen Feehan.
Wait, Karen has an OnlyFans? Does she show hole?
Yeah, are you kidding?
Oh, nice.
She's all whole.
No, hold on. Hold on, though, because I've been duped. I've been duped, and it really buns you out when someone has an OnlyFans and you're like, I'm going to watch her blast herself.
It's true.
This is going to rule. And then you give her, like, sometimes they're $20, and then it's like lewds. You're like, fucking no hole. I give you $20 and there's no hole.
I joined an OnlyFans recently for some fucking pig, and she's already a pig in life.
Oh, come on. She's already
a pig. She's a whore pig. And this bitch is not new to her OnlyFans. I wanted to reach through my fucking phone and beat her to death. It made me so furious. If you make an OnlyFans and you're not showing your fucking naked body, you deserve death. I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, they'll get you.
How much money was it a month?
I don't want to say the number because I don't want people to know who I'm talking about. It's infuriating.
Oh, it's a
bummer. How fucking dare you, you pigs?
I just want to get my nut. Why are you doing this to me? And you're horny, so you're not in your right mind. You're like,
dude, you're fucking losing your mind, dude. What's going on? Snap your phone in half. Oh my god, dude.
But anyway, OnlyFans is great because we have access to all these people, and everyone's feeling good, and they're confident, and they have money, and I'm getting my nut. I'm happier. Nice. Whatever. We are all winning. So why wouldn't taking that to the next logical conclusion, prostitution is legal, not have incredible benefits for all of us?
Prostitution being legal, it's a stupid thing that it's not. I think.
Would it be a little less fun if it was legal, though?
No.
No.
No, it'd be safer. You'd fucking...
It'd still be gross.
Sorry, I guess I'm a bit of a bad boy.
We should get an actual list of comedians that are naked on OnlyFans. Do we know anybody else besides Karen?
Yeah, to support them.
Yeah, complete.
Yeah, of course.
We'll promote them on the fucking show. Look, if they have it, they shouldn't be hiding it, right?
Damn, I want to start one.
I don't know. I don't know anybody. I know a couple of other people, but not really worth naming, I don't think.
I know a couple females that are comics that are on OnlyFans, and a couple that are nude on it.
Yeah, me too. I know, yeah. They're going whole hog. Just
blah, give blah, me blah. Names.
There's this girl that does the roast battles that I think she does a... OnlyFans. I'm not going to say her name just because.
Why?
I don't want to.
Why are we?
It's
we're
Michelle.
Not
it's
them.
Michelle.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
What's her last name?
No idea.
I fucking.
Oh, I know who she is. Yes, I know exactly who it is.
We're going to plug her right now to help
her. There you
her
go. Give her. Yeah, give her some fucking cash.
Give her some cacholas.
Hey, give her some. He's a little.
Michelle Barbell.
He's a little scared.
Michelle Barbell.
How many OnlyFans are you a member of?
Oh my god. No, I'm helping her out. Well, she's a comic. It's whatever. How many? You know what? I'm only subscribed to like six.
Wait, and one of them is join hers.
What's that?
Did you just join hers just now?
No. I joined. I'm sub to all my friends' OnlyFans. Though I don't beat off to my friends because it's weird.
I 100% beat off to my friends. Are you kidding me?
Really? Yeah. I can't do it. I do feel like it's a weird boundary that I try not
Lewis
to cross.
Is like, Saul Vulcano!
Yeah, doggy.
Yes. Hell yeah,
just,
dude.
Why not walk in and interrupt the conversation we're having?
Yeah, we were talking about some really important stuff.
And just start talking.
It's taco time. All right. It's taco time.
This guy.
We were talking about Taco Time,
to be honest.
Yeah.
Dylan's going to be a star, man. He doesn't care about manners or anything like that.
Hold on. We got the...
Somebody says Natalie Cuomo has an OnlyFans. Yeah, okay.
What?
No. Yeah, I don't check for that every hour on the hour.
Of course.
Her magazine naked in, right?
Can we just say that Natalie Cuomo rules?
Classy,
oh, my lord.
Can we just say she
Natalie's
rules?
Great.
Oh, my lord.
She's a very nice lady who is also a smoker.
She's so hot, yeah. I forgot there was Taco Bell on the table when you mentioned her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absurd.
Or Cinnabon Delights.
Oh, wow, the bonus.
We can't eat.
I should not even be eating tacos right now. We can eat.
We'll eat later. We'll do it later.
No, we can eat the tacos right now because we're putting on that whore's porn that worked at Taco Bell. This is an homage to her.
And we say whore lovingly.
And Shannon, donate $50 to her fucking GoFundMe.
It's a term of support. Woo!
What the hell is that?
Dude, this is you were right. This is the day we support women.
Yeah.
They're not on the podcast, but like they in the world.
There's bad news, though.
What's the bad news?
No.
She's not in
She's
it.
Dead. No. Somebody killed her.
No, she's not like with guys in any of the porn.
That's fine.
That's fine. Okay. Is she solo or with ladies?
Nice.
Or just by herself?
Is it just OnlyFans she was doing?
Some arty horseshit.
Pornhub. Pornhub also.
God, let's see.
I feel like this one has like the best quality.
This one's got tomatoes. You know, he got this for, he paid for it.
What is this, Shannon?
Is this a fucking French film?
Is this her Instagram?
This is Madonna's Vogue video?
This is Pornhub.
What's the video game on the side in the advertisement?
I
always love when it's just like Peter Griffin fucking Marge from Simpsons, and you're like, that's...
This is how you know Shannon doesn't watch porn. It's because who watches this much of the intro? You fast forward till you see something.
No, this is... It's not very long. Hold on.
Just go. Let's see her naked body.
Damn, well, she's really making a meal out of it. Oh, there she goes.
All right. All right.
Nice.
There we go. She's got fucking...
All right. Some heavy hangers.
Okay. You can tell she's not in great shape.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, she's keeping the thing
That's
on.
Fine. All bodies are beautiful.
That's not true.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Hell yeah. Okay.
I love that she went from, I'm teasing, you can barely see anything, here's one nipple, and then she was like... Here's a close-up of my asshole and pussy.
I like this chick. I got no problem with
it. I heard the Taco Bell when she went to it.
That's more of a pizza head pussy.
We need to support... What's her name again, Shannon? How is she... If she was getting fucked, I would actually donate to her GoFundMe.
It's Lana Wells.
Oh, I don't even... This isn't even porn.
She's really doing it.
Yeah, she is.
How many times have you been sent this video on Instagram?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's okay.
I'll take a double gordita crunch.
She's got to bring back potatoes.
She's got a real fat chalupa.
Yeah, she's got a little razor burn. She should do waxing.
Yeah. Look, support this bitch. But how sad is this? Like, this means that, like...
That face of focus. Damn, yeah. Dude.
Oh, man.
That's not a... Oh.
If you're only an okay chick that's doing this, like, you know, she should really reevaluate her life. She had to go get a job at Taco Bell when... Whatever this fucking scam she was doing went
okay, but
under.
If at the end of this video the Taco Bell dog walked in and started eating pussy,
mi quiero pussy.
What doesn't make sense though is she said she had to start working at Taco Bell because COVID got in the way of her porn industry, but she doesn't. She's not with anybody else.
Shin, I feel like you can find her getting fucked by somebody.
Maybe,
no.
Yeah, probably.
Need some water, Dylan.
No. She had to.
Maybe she means people don't have money to pay for her horseshit porn because they lost their jobs due to COVID.
But isn't like OnlyFans and stuff like booming right now though?
Yeah, she's a liar. She's just not a porn.
Yeah, nobody wants to see her do this.
Just wants to work.
It seems like she made some porn because personally she's into it, not for money. This is clearly just because she likes voyeurism or whatever. And then she got a job at Taco Bell, and they fired her, and she's like, "Oh well, I can leverage the fact that they knew I did porn." To get money. This is my theory.
Yeah, of course. She's not being honest.
You know what I like looking at when I'm having sex? The boobs moving.
Yeah.
I thought you were
going
to say porn.
Me too.
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Doggy, I really
like little titties.
I don't know what it is. That's the thing that turns me on. It's like when you're fucking and then her boobs are just sort of like shaking.
Yeah. I like them when they're so small they don't shake.
Yeah. That's a man.
No! Well,
not one at this table, but
firstly,
that is a man.
If you're fucking a man like that looks like The Rock, his titties shake.
You think so?
Yeah.
He does that fucking little peck.
I like when her tits are under her penis.
My tits shake. Definitely.
I like when she has two little titties that are hanging right under her penis.
Two hairy titties that hang right under her penis.
Did we not have her getting having sex anywhere, Shannon? Please, I think you could find this.
Her account is on Pornhub, and she has 17 videos, and all of them are just by herself.
And it's her account. It's not like she's done other
things. No, but that's the account where she uploads. She's not going to upload work that she's done with porn studios, so you got to try to find...
No, I think
her work.
I think that's what she does.
Yeah, she 100%.
That's not porn.
Not
solo masturbation scenes are not porn.
No,
sorry.
Yeah, that's art.
I've had people send that to me via Instagram. It's not porn.
Yeah, we also need a list. what we're going to do is we're going to review the top five comedian OnlyFans, but we got to reach out to the girls first, make sure they're okay with it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Damn. Hey, get me in on this, please.
Yeah, I want to be on 100%. That episode.
It'll be the four of us, I promise.
Hell
you, okay?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And as long as the girls are okay
we'll
with it.
Call the episode Only Friends.
Hell yeah,
oh!
Dude. because I do want to support these women, and there's something about seeing somebody that you know naked that rules.
Yes. It does.
It's just so much better. Like, if I'm into porn, like, I like to watch scenarios that I would be in, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, so it's like I'll watch,
it's
like
just like some guy with three other dudes, they pin him down. Yeah. You know, really make a meal out of him,
you hop out of a bush.
Yeah,
but it's like if I I used to, when I was working out a lot in the gym, like I would watch like gym porn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Guys in gym.
Dude's working out. You can't get the weight off of you.
Yeah.
He's like, if you suck my dick, I'll help you.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
I completely agree. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a big, muscly man named Jim.
Just giving you the fucking Arab goggles or whatever.
Spotting your cum.
There you go.
Shannon, do we have anything else on this woman?
No.
Nothing else. It's just all black and white, artsy.
No, they're not all black and white. And
can I also say this? Never pull up black and white porn. I've never masturbated to black and white porn in my entire life.
They're really bad quality.
No.
There's some good ones.
I'm not a fucking art student. Okay.
Dude, Stoya has like one of the best scenes
ever.
Noir black and white
porn. Yeah, see? So I was at the.
Yeah, yeah.
Went to the old rubber.
She have a Marilyn Manson shirt.
That's
on?
What I was just gonna say. Is that Marilyn?
She's a
She's
a little piggy.
Shannon, get out of my phone.
The thigh highs though.
Yeah, she's a little bit of a mess, but I like her.
Yeah.
Was this done on like a T-Mobile Sidekick? Why is the quality like
that's
that?
What I'm saying. They're all like this except the black and white one.
Yeah. So she didn't really have a career.
No,
she's just
made
she
porn
was just
on a
open
flip
mic-ing
phone.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. She's not a porn star.
An open mic porn star.
Yeah. That is the worst type of porn star. Yeah.
All right.
She's okay.
Well, I'm sorry she lost her job at Taco Bell.
This is, by the way, a Zach Amico 10. This is like in Zach's world, this is the fucking girl.
No, she got fired from Taco Bell.
She's a 9.
Somebody in the live chat says, I can't come to the same girl twice, tall scrawny moron.
No, you got to stop jacking off. You got to take a break. You got to nofap for like a month or two to reset your fucking clock, dude.
Yeah. I went back to regular porn about a week ago. I tried regular porn again after my...
What porn were you using?
VR porn.
Oh, my God. That had to be great, huh?
It's the best.
Dude, but here's my thing. I would have so much anxiety because you've got the VR on. You have to make sure you're like... entombed in your area so that no one can come in and interrupt you because you're just beating off with the headphones and the VR. They could just be watching you.
I mean, how many people are just walking around your home in your life?
I don't know. I just have anxiety about it, man. Maybe the one time the neighbor like needs help, she comes into the living room and you're just like,
it's like, do you have any sugar? Ah!
Yeah, slowly edging with your VR goggles on.
Yeah,
dude.
Don't do it at McDonald's. Fucking do it in your bedroom.
Yeah, I do it in my home. I'm alone most of the time. Like, yeah.
Is it so good that when you're looking around, you see like the room and stuff and then you look down?
Dude, yes.
Fuck, dude! That's awesome.
Do you not have Oculus?
No.
Oh, dude.
That shit gives me a fucking headache. Makes me really dizzy.
Not the VR porn, I'll tell you. It's the bomb. And then they have the 360 view sometimes, so you can like turn around and like you see shit behind
you. See like the camera guys and stuff?
No. You don't see the camera guys. Most of the time it's like cut off where it stops at the sides here.
Oh, okay.
The person who's filming it is wearing
VR
a fucking 3D camera on his head.
And they come up to you and they like come right into the angle where they're like kissing you and you're just like,
ew.
Oh, God.
It's the fucking best. You eat their pussies and they fucking, it's wild.
There's an ASMR quality to it, right?
What's ASMR?
ASMR that's when people whisper.
Yeah.
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 It's the best.
Okay.
Yeah, there's one chick I joined two pay for
VR.
I joined two pay for VR sites. One is virtual porn. Oh, fuck. This one's really good. Wanks VR is the best. But this other one that I joined, there's one chick named
Natalie Cuomo.
Doggy. By the way, we should corner the market on OnlyFans VR. Like, we should be the company that builds out OnlyFans VR. That'd be fucking the bomb.
VR, you can experience any scenario. I'm just imagining going to your house and you're like, hey, check out, this is a VR, and I put it on, and then just like 9 black guys walk into the room, and I'm like, wait, what game is this?
And then you right try to, before you try to take it off and you can't
just
get it off.
Tearing me to pieces.
Nice.
Grand Theft Feed Him.
No, there's one. What the fuck is the chick's name? She's like a hot British punk rock chick. And the scenario is she's like auditioning other chicks to do porn. So you're having a threesome with this hot British punk rock chick. And she's like, hey, you're going to fuck my little friend right here.
Yeah.
And it's just the best. And she comes up and she whispers.
I'm the little friend.
She comes up and she whispers in your ear. She's like, do you like that, mate? Do you like that? She's like a pirate.
Hey, are you getting all sixes and sevens to this, mate?
Dude, that accent is not good.
Are you jerking off to Bisping?
I am. Yeah. I'm going to be a world champion one day.
It's a jolly good time, isn't it?
Oh, you like your bubblies blade with, do you, bruv? Do you, bruv?
Do you, bruv?
You about to come, innit?
What is this? The empty eye socket, won't you?
Do it for the queen.
Well, let me see. Porn star...
That's interesting. I don't like the English Alessa. Accent. The Aussie accent, though, that is boner.
Whoa,
abuse.
She's hot.
Alessa Savage. Oh, no, it's not that bitch. She ain't shit,
Fred
doggy.
Savage?
I do not like big fat titties on
I don't either, okay. But her fake face tits, is very good.
Gay. Boring. Boring fake tits. In real life, I enjoy fake tits.
Yes.
In real life, the times that I fucked up with chicks with fake tits, in real life, I'm like, oh, you are such a whore. You had to put these on your... Oh, Shannon, sorry. there's something that really...
Who paid for these, your dad?
Pull up Alessa Savage.
You get them on layaway?
That's the British chick?
Mm-hmm. You're in debt.
Just singing sea shanties in your ear?
This bitch is... She's my favorite VR porn
chick. I thought I heard the old man say, leave her, Johnny, leave her. Tomorrow will be another day.
Yeah, dude.
Oh shit.
Yeah, wow, she rules. Okay.
That's
like,
looks like every girl I've ever dated.
Yeah, no, but there's better of her. You know, we do have a multi fucking media platform, Dylan. So why wouldn't you just pull up a video? It drives me out of my mind that you can't think. You just can't think on the fly.
That's my problem with you. Taco Bell.
Christ almighty. I shouldn't have eaten those tacos. Now I feel bad about myself.
Me too.
I feel really horrible.
Dude, have some of these cinnamon things?
No.
Woo, baby. They explode in your mouth. Good. They're so fucking good.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Cinnamon bites.
No.
I'll have one.
I can justify the corn.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I like when they kiss.
Oh.
What a pig. Yeah, give it to me, mate.
It's a good hey, how are you?
Yeah, she's great. He also pulled up the lowest quality porn that she's ever been in. Dylan, you just suck at this.
Why is that dude looking into the camera directly with that weird smirk?
Yeah, he's like,
I know you're looking at my ass right now.
For the Peaky Blinders.
Pull up like a trailer for her VR porn, in fact, Dylan. Why don't you just think? Just use your fucking brain for once and fucking think. Christ almighty.
This is really good.
She reminds me of the page.
It's so good. What's in it?
I don't know.
I've been eating them whole, and something keeps exploding in my
mouth. Like,
and I'm just not even checking to see what cream is inside of it.
It's the cinnamon. It's like a Cinnabon, but the cream's on the inside.
Oh this is, virtual real porn. This is what I fucking am a member of.
Good job,
Savage's
Billy.
School. This is what I'm talking about.
This is what you jerked off to?
I've jerked off to all of her scenes. She rules.
I thought they were playing Blue Oyster Cult in the background.
She's just like, do you want to be a porn star with me? We're going to go fuck this guy right here.
Right. So we're going to go in there, yeah?
So you're telling me comedy's not working out?
We're going to suck his dick. He can't get hard, isn't it?
I like the British casting couch is just a chick.
Whoa, hell yeah.
Yes, dude. Nice. Yes. It's like a casting couch. And you're awesome. There. It's awesome. And then she whispers in your ear. She's like, you like that?
Whoa.
Her big tits. Oh, she's deep.
It rules.
Nice.
It just rules.
Yeah, it does look cool.
What a day. What a
YouTube
day.
This episode's going to suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be a 2-minute episode.
Yeah.
Wait.
I'm a member of Virtual Real Porn, but I will say that my Wanks VR and my Virtual Real Porn accounts are about to run out because Dylan lost my card and I'm not going to join again.
Why?
Because the amount of variety on these sites, it's not enough.
Okay.
So here's what happened with me with porn, right? So with porn, you have a million things. Every scenario, every chick. If you want amateur, you want professional, you want a dog, you want
Sonic
a fat
the Hedgehog,
chick.
Fucking Lewis Griffin.
Yeah, all of that. you have every option. Now, with VR porn, there's just not enough options yet. So I sort of fucked myself up because now I really
got to the end too quick.
Yeah, I got to the end of it too quick. I've clicked through everything that I want. I've jerked off to everything that I want already. And it was like a week where I was just walking around naked with this. So like, nice. My, look at my house. I was just everywhere naked at all times.
Them like actual girlfriends. You're like, where's the sugar? You're wearing that fucking thing. Honey.
You get annoyed with them.
Yeah. Did you keep watching Mad Men without me? Because it says you're on episode 7. I specifically remember 3.
Yeah, dude. But now I've tried to go back to regular porn. And it's just okay.
You just keep looking around.
It's not the same experience.
Yeah, you're like admiring the apartment more.
It's on this little fucking screen. You're like, this is fucking pathetic.
Yeah.
Now it's like, it's sort of ruin jerking off for me.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
You look down and see your actual dick.
You got to take a reset, man. Take a no-fap month.
A month?
Yeah, a month. You got to take a month to reset.
I haven't been jerking off that much. I'm in a new relationship, so I want to save my
cum.
My cum.
Your precious, precious cum.
Got to save my cum for my chick.
You know? Yeah, I get
that. Women love cum so much. Right, Shannon? Shannon, do you like the taste of cum?
I tolerate it.
Oh, it's, yikes.
Oh, it's like Robitussin.
You trip. You drink a whole bottle.
Look, I'll put it down because I have to, but...
You tolerate it. Yeah. But you don't fucking... You're not like... I love the way
pretend,
you taste.
Pretend that.
Shannon, can you pretend right now?
Wow, you peeled back the veil already.
Have you ever chewed it like it's gum?
No. Okay. No, I feel like that would be a dangerous consistency.
Would your is your cum chewy? You ever just have like a little bit of a tapioca consistency?
Is there a lot of variety in the flavor of the cum?
I don't think so.
There's not. It's just always like a salty little treat.
I don't think it's not. I don't think it's salty.
What is it, like water? It's like it doesn't really have a taste or anything.
It's got a little something to it. It's been a very long time. You should probably ask another female this question.
Shannon, will you drink our cum on camera? No. Shannon, come on.
No. What to the Pepsi challenge? We all come into a we glass. We all come you have to guess who's who.
Shannon, come on.
You drink our cum if this was Opie and Anthony.
Shannon, if we did a taste test, do you think that if we all came into shock, grow the fuck up? First
we do
of all,
the Pepsi test with our cum.
Yeah, you have to take a shot of each of our cum, and if you can match it to the person whose cum it is, we give you
a lifetime supply.
We double team you. Do you think there's some fucking girl out there that would do that challenge on the show?
100%.
There is absolutely girls.
Speaking
that
Speaking of the skanks.
Yeah. All right, listen, new contest. If you come in and you can match all of our cums.
Just one like with a blindfold on?
No, not a blindfold, because like the volume cinnamon. Has to also help them indicate who's who. It's too difficult by taste alone.
Yeah.
They have to see who's... They see, like, the tiny little whisper of cum, and they're like, that's Gomez.
Yeah.
Moving on.
But if they see a bucket...
That's one of us.
Yeah. No, if it's...
That's Shane. Shane's got a
bucket. I've just got two shot glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I wonder if they've probably done that, like, Opie and Anthony or Howard Stern, right?
We would know.
No, we would. So? Yeah, I think that this is a real ass podcast first.
Let's do it, dude. Let's get a fuck. If a you're listen to me, here's what we're looking for. We're looking for the absolute most giant dog pig in the world.
No, that will come in. You're not getting her in here
something
by using that language
that we need to address.
What?
I can't.
It
come.
Could be a guy. We're not doing anything gay.
I think it's gay if you let a man drink your cum on camera. I think you're gay. You're also involved in that gay scenario.
Hey, man, it's not gay if my cum touches the cup and then the cup touches his lips, okay? The cup is a female in this. It's fine. No, it is gay. I think it's...
I mean, the prize that we offer should be like...
What if it's a guy versus a girl and we see who's better at...
The guy would win 100%. Well,
there's just no way to like, unless
in this contest, everybody's a winner.
True.
Why do you keep on giving me more water? Too.
You'd have to bring your Oculus in so we could all crank it. Mm.
We have to wrap up here in a second. This has been a lot of fun, though. It's a lot of fun.
So if you're a guy or a gal out there who wants to taste 4 loads, and match them.
On the OnlyFans review episode.
There's so many guys that would do this.
Shit, we didn't get to the... we had a script today we were going to do. We have time.
Oh, what is this?
Yeah, hit up.
We have time. We'll do it right now. We're going to end it with another script. Another real ass script.
Is it a table reading?
Table read. Well, we get fans that write a script. Shannon, who is this by?
Stone Mansion.
Stone Mansion. All right. So who are the characters?
Okay. So this is my suggestion. I think Brendan should be the narrator. There's a lot of narration.
Okay. Okay.
Lewis will be Lewis. Zach will be Zach. I'll be me. Shane will be Jay. But Shane, it's a smaller part. But then Shane will also be Baby James, Max, and Anthony Cumia. They're all one line each.
Okay.
Baby James, Max, and Anthony Cumia?
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end the show with another real ass table read.
Real ass fan fiction. Let me be Cumia because I only have one line.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry.
Zach's only got one line as well.
Oh, I did it. No, I'm an idiot. Shane is Jay, and then Zach does those three. James, Max, and Cumia.
I'm James, Max,
I'm
and
Jay.
Cumia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. Lewis wakes up in a daze, confused as to where he has been and how he got to where he is. He wipes off his eyes and recognizes that he's in the Gas Digital Studios, but gets confused when he sees the sign that says Gas Digital and there are shirtless pictures of
Gag. Gag.
Oh, Gag Digital. And there are shirtless pictures of Brett Michaels and Sebastian Bach all over the walls. His face starts turning red as he gets furious, albeit also very turned on. Looking for any of his employees to figure out what's going on, he spots two of which he can only see from behind. He sees a familiar purple streak of hair, and then a bald head that seems to be spreading the smell of garbage throughout the room.
Shannon! Harrington! What's going on? What happened to me? Why does it say Gag Digital? Where did these sexy Brett Michaels pictures come from?
Harrington turns around and Lewis looks on in shock as he is tan-skinned, with a thin mustache, chunky, and looks like he's raped previously in his life. Harrington mutters something about Gomez and Gomez Digital, but Lewis can barely focus. In complete disbelief, like he's looking in a homeless mirror. All of a sudden, Shannon turns around, and her mammoth-sized ZZ tits smash Lewis back into the wall. Shannon also has a wispy mustache and is very tan, but more Latina tan than that garbage Staten Island tan leather look she usually is.
That is true. Whoa, Shannon! Look at those fucking tits, doggy! You look better than you ever have! You finally did it, you son of a bitch! When did that happen?
I'm bad at Lewis' voice.
In my voice.
Lewis, are you kidding?
Lewis, are you kidding?
Come on, Shannon, put your fucking heart into it.
We had three fans triple anal fuck me on rap last month for the money for the surgery. You said it was the Jay Gomez way, and it'd be turning my turning my back on my family if I didn't do it. Plus, you said you'd be on The Thing Is, Ding, with Shannon Lee Gomez and Matty J. Gomez if I did it.
Ha, Shannon, you know I don't do any podcasts that are beneath Wait a second. Did you just say Jester J. Gomez? Family?
The moment Lewis mentioned family, what looked like a giant egg in the corner of the room starts lighting up. Sprouts Liberty Spikes, a tiny dick with a dick ring, and face paint. Finally, fully active, the Amico J. Gomez roast bot uses its daily energy consumption to blurt out,
"Yes, Lewis family. You know those people who get stabbed to death either with knives or needles."
I haven't been this confused since B told me she was keeping the baby. Even though she knew I wasn't I was the father. Where's that Jew, Ralph? Ralph! Ralph!
Lewis, we went over all this in our staff meeting. Why are you being so weird? You know he's on vacation with one of his whores. He left on Friday.
Where'd he go? I need to talk to him.
Doggy, you know we only go one place. He's at the villa in Jamaica.
Ah, with mine and Anne-Marie's slaves.
Just as Lewis is getting really mad at 375-pound Puerto Rican in fingerless gloves with corn lyrics tattooed on his neck burst through the wall like the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, yeah! Who here has fucked a black guy?
Shortly after Jay bursts down the wall, a sneaky, hook-nosed Puerto Rican Jew slithers into the studio shortly after.
Big Jay, what the hell are you doing to my studio? There's already $250,000 a month in overhead on the studio, and we can't afford to fix this.
First of all, it's Big J. Gomez, you
By the way, people keep on mocking me about I was joking when I said 250, but then when I did the real overhead, we have like, in the overhead that we have is probably over $100,000 per month Just so people fucking know. That's not a crazy fucking thing. It's a massive business. People need to fucking realize what is going on here at Gas Digital. This isn't a little fucking bitch-ass fucking Riotcast or fucking whatever other networks you've heard of. It's a real fucking business.
Then, Lewis starts to cry for some reason.
It costs genuine money to be this racist. Okay. Yes.
Second of all, this is how I show up to Legion of Gomez every single week. I don't know why you're coming at me like this, doggy. Plus, you don't say anything to Dave about him getting his juice slime all over the floor.
I hate to interrupt you two, but James and Max are playing in the other room, and Lewis, you're going to want to see this.
My baby boy is here? Baby James, is someone trying to murder you? I'm coming for you, baby James!
You're going to regret that phrasing.
As Lewis gets to the door of the room, he can see through the window in the door the back of Max's head, but can't see James anywhere. Just as he runs through the door to see what's going on, sees baby James' head slowly come up from Max's lap, and he wipes his lips off. Baby James is wearing a tactical vest and yellow glasses, and also has a thin, rapey mustache. His face is shocked.
Dad, it's not what it looks like, I swear! Yeah, it is, dude. He's sucking on my pecker.
I'll fucking kill you, Max.
Lewis starts crying like he just watched Milo and Otis with his boy and strangles Max to death.
This can't be real. My boy is innocent. I can't handle this. I want it to be over.
As Lewis sobs, a mob of his comedian friends start coming into the studio through the hole Jay made, with two and even sometimes three fitting through the Jay-sized hole. All of them are tan and mustachioed. There's the president and VP of Legion of Gomez's, Ari J. Gomez, Shane J. Gomez, the guys from the R.U. Gomez podcast are there. One person noticeably absent is Joe DeRosa, because no one wanted him there.
This is true.
All of the comedians start hounding Lewis for a podcast. They start yelling at him, Lewis, Lewis, Lewis. Lewis closes his eyes, unable to handle the pressure. When he opens them back up, he's lying on his back, looking up at Big J and Shannon. Neither is tan or has a mustache anymore.
Lewis, oh my God, thank God you're alive.
What happened? I had the craziest dream. You were there, and you were there.
Lewis points to Shannon and Jay.
Hate to break the news to you, buddy, but we're at Ellis Mania. The bell rang. You threw one flying reek into Ellis, he stepped out of the way, and knocked you halfway to Australia.
The shot zooms out, and we see Lewis on the ground in the middle of a ring as Jason Ellis dances around it, lifting his arms and a belt to the crowd of 1,000, screaming, Juggalos, chanting his name. The shot zooms out even further, and it shows we've been seeing Ellis Mania on the big screen TV in the basement of Anthony Cumia's compound on Long Island, as Anthony watches on from his gaming chair.
Hickory dickory dock, Ellis cleaned his clock, and now I'm going back to cleaning my cock. Oh!
Anthony opens up the drawer next to his chair, gets a squirt of Jergens, and flips the TV onto Cuties. The shot fades out to the sound of fap, fap, fap.
I liked it.
Incredible.
I liked it, guys.
Yeah, it was fun.
Very nice. Thank you guys for watching Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Friday with another incredible episode. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.